Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, good Thursday, everyone. Thanks for joining us, or have you been with us? Tucker Carlson, we played you the sound of some of it that's out there with the Antifa people. The very same drove Ted Cruz out of that restaurant. They're organized. This is their life. This is their hobby. And nothing is being done to stop it. Everybody wants to tell us about grandiose First Amendment rights. And I'll give you a break. They're punks. So Carlson gives an interview, and it's the first I've seen it, so probably the first you're hearing it, in which he talks about this. Carlson says the press has referred to them as a group of protesters in this interview with Mediaite. It wasn't a protest. It was a threat. They weren't protesting anything specific that I had said. They weren't asking me to change anything. They weren't protesting a policy or advocating for legislation. They were threatening me and my family, telling me to leave my own neighborhood. I think he, I don't know if he grew up in California or Washington. I know he's lived in Washington a long time, in the city that I grew up in. All right, he did grow up in Washington. The group, listen to this now, blocked both ends of his street, preventing departure. After they rang the doorbell, they began pounding on the door, according to Carlson. His wife was home at the time, locked herself in the pantry. Oh, come on. Come on, lady. What are you, a privileged white woman here, locking yourself in the pantry? Come on. They just want to talk with you. Why didn't you open the door? It's trick or treat. A week or two later, locking yourself. Complete overreaction. Think about it. Think about this is your wife for a moment. Give me a call. She's calling you locked in the pantry on a cell phone or something like this. I'm picturing it right now. I'm on the expressway. I'm picturing what speed I'd be getting there at. Okay? I'm picturing who I'm calling that I know during that course of time that might be able to get there quicker. Police, quasi-police, and the rest. That's what I'm doing. They began pounding on the door to Carlson. His wife was at home at the time, locked herself in the pantry, fearing a home invasion after one person threw himself bodily against the door, causing it to crack. Now, you know, this is getting to the level of protecting yourself with that action, where I think in any way, shape, or form, you would consider force. That's how bad this is. You're ramming the door, cracking the door, okay? And it's a mob. So they're called Smash Racism DC. Yeah. Shouting, Tucker Carlson, we will fight. We know where you sleep at night. In a deleted tweet, the message was reinforced. Tonight, we remind you that you're not safe either. This is like the mob. You know, you may testify, Dom, and you get one of us, but you know, the boys are out there. One protester in deleted videos can be reportedly heard talking about a pipe bomb. To the Washington Post, Carlson said, how can you go out for dinner and leave the kids at home at this point? They're talking about pipe bombs. How do you live like that? All right, now you heard Mike in Doylestown. He was reasonable, but he was edging toward, well, you know, Tucker Carlson's putting himself in the limelight, making a lot of money, divisive, bringing this essentially on himself. That kind of thing. Does he have a right to not have his wife have to be locked in a pantry and a guy cracking the door? 855-839-1210. If I could get some of these people on, deep down I know on the Democrat side, any number of them, probably more on the national level, they would start putting some kind of spin out there. They would try to diminish a minimum. Now, this is a perfect example. This is a Rorschach test. here's another thing. This morning, let me link it to people on the conservative side or the pro-Trump side. After the initial little scrum that went on with one guy about Jim Acosta, Jim Acosta deserved to lose his press credential for now by his rude actions over a long course of time and the interrupting. And Acosta did touch that intern yesterday in the back and forth over the microphone. But I said, and I stand behind it, he did not assault her. And in the beginning, we had a lot of people, and I get it, you're enraged by what you see. You want to go bridges too far. No, he didn't assault her. The proper thing here is to take away his credentials, but he did touch her and technically could be brought up for assault. But I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't call that an assault. I'm not going to stoop to the level of Jim Acosta and the others. So that's what I'm talking about trying to be consistent on this stuff. But this stuff with Tucker Carlson, now you would think even his colleagues at CNN and the Don Lemons and the Cuomos of the world and the others, you would think universally now, but they won't. They won't call this out. And here's the mistake. Don't call it out saying, oh, what's next? Somebody's really going to get hurt. No, I don't think you have to play with that. We don't have to say that. This in and of itself has to be stopped. This Antifa movement is a domestic terrorist outfit. That's exactly what they're doing. Now, they may not have blown up buildings, or just based on what they're doing, what I've seen, what goes on here in Philadelphia. They are the ones, and I don't want to glamorize them by saying they're Mussolini's brown shirts or whatever. You know, they haven't reached that status. I refrain from calling people that they're the Nazis or Mussolini even or whatever. But if anyone is showing fascist tendencies to shut things down, to scream people down, to threaten and do worse, it's them. And yet they masquerade under Antifa. And Democrats up and down the line ought to be asked about this in places like Philadelphia. And as I said, I'm in on November 17th. There's going to be another battle with them here in Philadelphia. And the police are caught in the middle of it. And if you're a cop and you want to maintain your job or advance, you have to look the other way. And again, this is the type of thing, rather than vague policies, that is a tell about the National Democrat Party. It's not just Maxine Waters. It's a lot of them. They see this as protest. It has already gone way too far. It's not when it happens. I'll read you the line again. His wife saying, one of them threw himself against the door. The door cracked. Wow. Think about your wife in that situation. Yeah, well, you got to think about all the people that are being harmed in America because of the hate from Fox News or the hate from Tucker Carlson. Really? That's where you're going to go? Or would they say, well, Tucker Carlson should have to think about that the next time he opens up and is hateful. Is he going to think about that? Now, I'm pretty sure they're going to have security now, but should you have to live in this type of bubble if you're a talk host? I mean, I'm one too. Not in the national spotlight like Tucker Carlson, but over the years, you know, I've had some things here and there, and they are difficult to deal with. I can't imagine on the level of people like Carlson and O'Reilly when he was on the show yesterday, reference this. Do you want to live in that sort of environment where that's the level of protection that you have to have? If you don't have it, you're at risk. I'm still looking at the one line here, and I wish I had seen this earlier, where his wife said she locks into the pantry, home at the time, fearing a home invasion as one person threw himself bodily against the door, causing it to crack. Now, think about that. How close do we have to get here? Barricading the neighborhood. Now, say they pick some Tony area of Washington. Again, I would reference South Philly. You try to do that in a neighborhood there, you're not going to do it. They know it. They go to places where it's more softer. Softer targets, I think. Why the police? What were they doing during all this period of time? That's kind of a mystery. I don't know how many minutes we're dealing with here. They're being billed as protesters. Guy we had on last week was a great conversation that runs a Brandywine Media Group, the one that wrote those editorials saying, defeat every Republican. I wonder if he would say that this now still is under the blanket of protest. Is it? 855-839-1210. You get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. You can get on board. Let's go to Jim in Lansdale. He's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Jim.
Hi. How you doing today?
Good.
Good. Hey, the gentleman that was up in Doylestown, you know, just as he was on here speaking about these issues, if a group of people didn't like what he had to say and they all of a sudden turned up at his house tonight and protest and harassed him, it's not right. I've been in that situation with people in the public light, and they're people of small mind. They don't have ideas, but they come out and they harass us.
Yeah, so, it's not right, and we ought to be more unified. Jim, one of the most glaring that I've ever seen involved a guy that I like. His name was Sam Katz. He was running for mayor in Philadelphia against John Street. This little guy from the union would get in his face with a bullhorn and call his wife the full C word over the bullhorn in front of hundreds of people. And yet, nothing happened with that. Now, the city of Philadelphia tut-tutted a little bit, but John Street got away with this whole thing. I mean, it's stuff like this where it's just out of control. But imagine your wife is at home locked in the pantry. He has youngish kids. And the door is cracked by this guy barrowing against it.
Oh, I understand it. And it's where does it stop? I mean, they went after my wife's business. They went after different family members. And it's not that they're preaching their idea or putting something forward that makes sense that you can talk about. It's just
it's anarchy.
Rage.
Rage
right.
and anarchy.
Exactly.
That's exactly right. It's rage and anarchy. That's exactly right. That's what they're engaged in. And guys like Jim Kenney aid and abet this in Philadelphia. Guys like Larry Krasner, they aid and abet it. And what happens is groupthink is going on. We had a great caller from a woman from Northeast Philadelphia earlier today when we were talking about some of this stuff, and Acosta too. And she said, if you show up in a place like trying to get in the face with a bullhorn of Kenny or something like that, or you block something by yourself, you're not going to be seen as a protester. You're going to be seen as a nut, and they're going to take you out of there pretty quickly. But if you get, particularly if it's a left-wing group, if you get a lot of people and you do this type of stuff, then it's considered a protest. And Tucker Carlson is much more analytical in this than I am, where he says they weren't protesting anything specific I had said. They weren't asking me to change anything. They weren't protesting a policy or advocating for legislation. They were threatening me and my family and telling me to leave my own neighborhood in the city that I grew up in. So he's more analytical. I don't care what you're coming there to say in any way, shape, or form. My response is, that's not the proper forum. You don't belong there. I'm not addressing it. You have no right to do this. You just don't. I have a right to some kind of domestic tranquility here. And you run and you crack that door with some people, the consequences could be very severe. These people don't understand that. I just should get over the image, though. And Carlson is probably better and all in analyzing this. All I know is if Roe is locked in the pantry, locking herself in the pantry. I'm speaking to guys out there. You think of your wife. Think of the most precious in the world to you. And she's in that situation. And you're coming home as quickly as you can. Just think about that we've come to this. Do you see Democrats? They're aware of this. It's national news now. Are they out there saying, hey, I'm going to speak about this. I'm going to say this is not freedom of speech. I'm going to speak out explicitly about this group. And maybe to morph in to say, stop it in restaurants and the like. This is becoming more and more, inch by inch, a norm that defines freedom of speech. You know, people that give you this long lecture about freedom of speech demands this type of thing. No, it doesn't. These are people that are making the world miserable, because they are. They don't like the country. They don't like traditional America. And they're having fun with this. They're like children with their dress-ups and the rest. And it's not so much just they're dangerous. There's that, too. They just have to be stopped. They have to be stopped, and this is not a First Amendment right.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.